Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
What's up, Kelsey?
What's up, Robert?
It is a Friday Roundup Day.
Teamed up on Fridays.
It is the day for movies and game news. Would you like to get into some movies?
What day is it?
Oh, that's March 22nd.
Oh, okay.
24.
If you don't tell me, I don't know.
You want to get into this?
I want to get into it.
Let's get into it.
Let's go. Here we go.
Okay. So first of all, not a lot of movies coming out, but I got some interesting ones. Here we go.
And the intrigue is what we're here for.
First of all, we've got the new Zac Efron movie, The Iron Claw. Did you want to see this?
I was going to go see it for my birthday because I think it came out like on my birthday, but... Yeah. I read reviews and it was like, this is a really sad movie. So,
oh yeah, it's supposed to be super sad.
Yeah. Instead, I went and watched Les Mis, which is way sadder than this probably is.
Yeah, I would still like to see it though. I just want to see Zac. I like him.
I like him too.
Plus, it's the first time we've seen him since the whole like jaw thing.
Yeah, is this his first like content since then?
I think so.
Does he have,
and
like,
it's
the other
insanely
show?
Noticeable to me?
Is it?
Yeah. I see it all the time. He's just so square now. Like, he's so square.
I feel bad for him, though. Like, he legit fell in his home, cracked his face on a fountain, because you just have a fountain in your home when you're rich like him, and had to get, full-on plastic surgery to replace his jaw.
Probably had fruit punch coming out that thing. But I know
Fruit Loops for some reason.
But I mean, there's like Oscar buzz about him with this movie. So like,
really,
I am interested in that. You know,
okay.
I like to see the movies where it's all like, this is a thing. Like, this is gonna be a thing. I want to know that stuff. You know. So anyway, don't forget you can buy these movies next Tuesday, March 26th. So you've got The Iron Claw on Blu-ray, no 4K that I saw. Right. I just threw this one in there. It's the only steel book we had. But what do you know about? I don't even know if I can say it. Is it Amelie?
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 I love Amelie.
I don't know what this movie is.
Oh man, you would like this
movie.
I'm
glad you love it then. Yeah, I don't know like anything about this movie.
Are you showing me Amelie? All I see is Iron Claw.
Yeah, I know. It's like Frozen.
Oh no.
Hold on. Whoop.
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 Bringing it back.
Why is it Frozen?
I would love to see a revival of Amelie as played by Zac Efron.
Okay. So, like, this was, like, a musical as well, right?
Amelie?
I thought it was a musical because, like, I went to, like, I saw it and then I was like, wait a minute. I think this is a musical.
No.
But this movie is definitely not.
No. Yeah, this is
what I saw, so...
It's like a very, like, twee indies film of the early aughts,
okay.
Where, I don't know, it's very Manic Pixie Dream Girl type.
Okay.
So Amelie is just like a person who finds, like, joy in the little things in life, like sticking your hand all the way down into a barrel of beans at the grocery store.
Well, that's just fantastic, so.
It's fantastic. The whole movie is full of little moments like that. It's just about her life, like, describing the crosswalk to a blind man. Things that are just Amelie.
Sure, I'll check it out maybe. But it's a cool steelbook, I guess.
That's
I don't know how telling it is of the movie, you know.
I mean, that's just like
the cover, right?
The image of Amelie, yeah. Like that's the iconic little face.
You need a face.
It's a French bob.
Okay. Well, that's out. And then I've got you two boutiques, kind of.
Sweet.
So our first one is by Severin. which we love that name.
That's a good
name. And they
always
do the goriest stuff. I don't know what this is, but it's called Burial Ground. And I locks it.
When the moon turns red, the dead shall rise.
The gates of hell have opened. Burial Ground. I'm into that.
Intense.
I like that.
Scenes which are considered shocking.
I think an 80s movie. So you know it's gotta be like, it's gotta be right, you know?
What was going on with artists in the 80s that they were all drawing this?
Dude, I don't know, but it was great. Because like they were all hand-painted posters back in the day.
We need more.
And they were just weird.
It's good stuff.
I love it, man. So I don't know what this is, but I am digging the release. I like it. Looks nice. Now this one goes out to some of our Yimto people. This is for the Yimto people, but it's okay. Your anime release.
Here
right?
We go, Discord.
It's not what you think, though.
Okay.
But it is an anime release. It is Berserk, the original 1997 show. Has hit Blu-ray.
Is it the bad show where he's just like a box, like moving across screen?
No. This is the OG 2D hand-drawn one, though. Good looking one.
Nice.
I got my shipping notification today. So mine will be here sometime soon. It might be here tomorrow. I don't really know. But this is coming out next Tuesday, March 26th. So go to Crunchyroll. It's only on Crunchyroll. So you would have to go in and like pre-order it, I guess. You know? But if you already pay for Crunchyroll, if you have an account, you get like 10% off. So why not? You know?
Very good.
I think it's $60 because I mean it is a TV show, like there's it's like, not a movie.
It's like 24 episodes.
Yeah, but it's a TV show.
That's expensive.
TV shows are expensive. TV shows are horribly expensive to own.
Okay.
And it's an OG original thing that has not been available in many a year.
I mean, we're all seeing physical media get more and more popular as the streaming services get worse and worse. So,
but if you pre-order it and you're a Crunchyroll person, I got it for like 40 something. So that was not bad, you know. Yeah. But yeah, Berserk hitting a Blu-ray near you sometime soon. But if you want to go to a theater near you sometime soon, as in today, March 22nd, I've got you two movies.
Okay.
One that I'm like excited for. And one that I'm excited for.
All right. You ready? Dear madam.
So first of all, you've got the Ghostbusters movie. The new Ghostbusters is out. So this is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire or Paul Rudd Ghostbusters 2.
Okay.
You know.
Look at Finn Wolfhard back there. He is like such a chiseled little boy.
He's like a whole person now?
He's grown into a gentleman. His face.
Look at him.
His jawline could cut glass.
And he's supposed to be, you know, 16 years old in Stranger Things. And he's 5 more years when that finally gets filmed.
He's like, how old is he? 21?
He's probably 20 or 21, I would think.
That's an old little man.
Remember and then you've got this forever 30-year-old man right here.
Yeah, old Paul Rudd.
You know, I love him, man. So yeah, you've got the new Ghostbusters, and you've got, of course, the floating head poster.
Gotta
great,
have it.
Good stuff. So then I got you another poster, of course, which is like a little better. I like it a bit more.
Floating demon lady in the background. Is that Lilith?
I don't know what this fucking show. I don't know what this movie's about. All I know is it's Ghostbusters on Ice. That's
I want to know what that is.
You know. I can't believe Slimer is still such a thing.
I've never seen a single Ghostbusters. And at this point, I don't feel like I need to.
You've never seen one?
Not
okay,
one.
So you're who I was thinking of. Because Taylor was like, I want to see this one. And I was like, cool. I guess we could watch them. She's like, I love those two movies. And I was like, you've seen them? And we've never been talking about them? spoiler alert. You go watch Ghostbusters today? That's a dirty fucking movie. Dude.
It is?
One and two are pretty dirty.
All right.
I mean, they were in the 80s, so like...
Oh, yeah.
Get away with like a little bit more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Still good. They were still good. We are going to try to see this one in theaters.
Okay.
Probably would look cool. But I'm more interested in this one. This is called Immaculate.
I just saw a preview for this. Sydney Flippin' Sweeney is in it. How have I never seen anything advertised to me about this?
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Like, why do you know her?
From the show about the teenagers who are very sad and on drugs.
Oh, Euphoria?
Yeah, I've not seen any of that, but I know people who have seen it and talk about it.
Okay. Because I only know her from the new Spider-Man movie that came out, where she got to play Spider-Woman and she wanted to hang upside down, and then she's barely in the movie.
Right.
But so I was like, oh, Sydney Sweeney, that's cool. But the trailer is just her covered in blood screaming. So I was like, I'm down. I'm into this movie. Right.
She seems like she'd be a really good scream queen. I don't know if she's been in anything else, but
I think she has. So she might be one.
Let's do a quick goog on Sydney Sweeney. I just want
to
know about her.
Do that, because also I did forget to grab a poster that I wanted to get for you.
Okay.
So I will be showing you a poster here in just a second.
Right, and she was in White Lotus. Oh my god, her character on White Lotus is nuts. That's not really a horror thing. She was in Handmaid's Tale, which is a horror thing if you're a woman. She was in Sharp Objects. I bet she was one of the bit players.
Okay.
But yeah, like, not a whole lot. She was in something called Night Teeth, which looks fantastic and fun.
You know.
She has a few like horror movies on here. We have Along Came the Devil, Nocturne.
Okay.
Zombies of Mass Destruction.
All right. Let me read you the synopsis real quick though.
Yes, please. Ready?
Cecilia, a woman of devout faith, is offered a fulfilling new role at an illustrious Italian convent. Her warm welcome is interrupted as it becomes clearer to Cecilia that her new home harbors dark and horrifying secrets. I want to see this.
I want to see it.
Really bad. I want to view it. I want to view it.
Sounds nice.
I want to see the bloodiness. I got to know. I do have one more that I forgot to put in the thing, but I had to talk about it for one specific reason.
Is she upside down?
No. And it has a lot to do with horror stuff. So actually, let me pull this over here for you. I'm going to show you this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I forgot to show you guys that a new Alien trailer came out just the other day, okay? And I didn't think anything about it. It looked okay. I mean, the trailer was actually fucking legit.
Okay. Right?
But I was looking at it, and I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I was just looking at a little detail, too.
From Fede Alvarez. What do you mean? The guy that directed Evil Dead 2013 and Don't Breathe is the director of this movie.
So that's going to be a pretty good movie by the sound of it.
You feel it in that trailer. The trailer is scary as shit. There are face huggers just like bursting through glass, just like crawling for people. I'm pretty sure they show one getting pulled off a person and you just see the thing like coming out. It looked nuts.
I love face huggers.
Dude, it looked horrible. I cannot wait to see this movie. What a understated poster, right?
Hold on. Zoom in. Look at the first hole behind the jaw there.
Right
you
here?
See the little guy. No, further back.
Oh, right here?
That right there. You see the little guy in there.
Yeah. You know, I was not scared of aliens for like a long time. And I mean like aliens, like xenomorphs, right?
Yeah.
I'll watch those movies again, like, a little bit older. These things are so fucking scary, dude.
I want to see Alien and all of its wonderful sequels and spinoffs and
they're just They're just a survival instinct. They have no thought other than make more and live. You know what I mean?
I love that. Yeah, it's
fucking super scary.
Spooky.
I hate that shit. It's so scary. I cannot wait to see this one, especially because it is by Fede Alvarez. So I'm into it. Very, very into it. So that is it. That's all I have for the movies.
Okay. Well, would you like to hear about video games?
I would.
Let's talk about him. After I cough. I got too excited. Okay. Remember The Quarry?
Yeah.
Did you ever play The Quarry?
No, because I bought it at Christmas and I wanted to wait till Halloween. And then I didn't play it.
What's the matter with you? You bought a game to wait 10 months to play it?
It's a scary game. It was a good deal. Like I got it for like $10.
Like you weren't playing spooky games year round, but what are you doing?
I mean, not really. I'm playing God of War.
Anyway, The Quarry. You don't have to pay for it anymore because now it's on Game Pass. As Woo! Of March 20th, it is on the Game Pass. There's a couple of games coming to Game Pass right now I wanted to talk about. So we have got Diablo 4 coming up on 3/28. That is what, next Friday? Next Thursday. Yes. As much as I like to dunk on Blizzard and Diablo 4 in particular, if you've been like itching to try out Diablo, this is a good time to do it because it's free and you don't have to feed the Blizzard machine. You don't have to participate in their microtransactions. You could just check it out on Game Pass. Why not? Like, the campaign part of it was fun.
Yeah.
They decimated a lot of the fun parts of it afterward, but I mean, the campaign's nice. So
yeah,
play it if you so choose. There's also one called Ark Survival Ascended coming on Game Pass as well, 4/1. So that is going to be on the Monday, 4/1. Have you heard of any of these games? The Ark series?
Yes, I had somebody that wanted me to play it at work all the time. And then he told me what it was, and I was like, I don't want to play that.
Yeah, that's kind of my experience with it, too. Like, one of my friends is like, you got to play this for me. And he even bought me the game. And I was like, I don't have an interest in ranching for dinosaurs.
It does not sound like something I want to do.
No, but it's a huge game. A lot of people like it. This one is especially, like, deep and pretty and just so much content. So, I mean, if you've been looking for a game that you can sink thousands of hours into, that's one of them. Get after it if you're so into dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So that's your Game Pass news. I don't know what that one on the bottom right or bottom left is. Can you zoom in on that for me?
Oh, Super Hot.
Oh, Super Hot. Okay. Is that a new one? Mind Control Delete?
I guess so.
I'm going to tell Richard about that. He loves Super Hot. We played that in VR and it is fun in VR.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay. Next major news of the week. It is, of course, time. It is showtime. It is Princess Peach showtime.
Oh, okay.
It is happening finally today, March 22nd, after a very long wait. I say very long. I don't think we've been waiting that long for this one, but I feel like I've been waiting my whole life.
I want it bad.
It looks very good. I'm really, really excited about it. I love that little like star person in a dress. I think her name is Stella.
Do you want to know why I want it?
Tell me.
Right here.
Little cowboy beach. Cowboy beach.
Cowboy beach.
Cowbop beep boy. Peach showtime.
Oh my god. There are longhorns.
There sure are. I want that hat so bad. What a good hat.
Oh my god. This is the best.
She's definitely wearing some peculiar chaps. So each level in Princess Peach Showtime is like a new play that you're going through. And she does this like magical girl transformation every time to like turn into the main character of the play. And you get to play through. It's a side scrolling thing. And she takes on the
mermaid.
Look at how many different characters she gets to play. She gets to take on like the special ability of whatever the character is. So, you know, it's going to be different for each and every one. You don't get any like different weapons or power-ups or something. You just kind of embody the character that is in the play. So, and it's very much like in the theme of you're at a play too. Like you're going through like different set pieces. You're seeing wooden stuff and strings and pulleys. Like you feel like you're backstage, a part of the play. You feel like you're helping produce this Princess Peach thing. And also Grape and the Sour Bunch are there.
I want this game so bad, dude. Oh my god.
So good. It's another one kind of in the vein of Wonder where they're taking a familiar concept and just like really kind of flipping it on its head. So Princess Peach looks so weird without her crown. My goodness. Her head looks flat without the crown. That was a weird experience.
I know.
But yeah, Princess Peach Showtime is out now. And it's Women's History Month of all the months. Of course, this is the one to do it in. I'm just really, really excited to see this thing come to life. And I definitely want to play it. Of course, it's on Switch. get it on the Switch. It's going to be full price, $60, right? That sounds about right.
I would imagine, yeah.
It just looks good. I just want to be a part of it. I just want to be in this world.
For real. It just... I don't know. Like, she's had, like, one other game on, like, the DS, and it was really good. Like, I don't know why they don't have more Peach games, because they're such a different style.
Yeah,
you need to have that diversity, you know?
Yeah, I kind of want to see Super Mario kind of go into the new branch where they can take a different character, like Luigi's Mansion, you know? They proved Luigi could have his own thing, and now Peach is going to have her own thing. Maybe we'll get... I mean, even Toad has his own game. He's got Toad Adventures.
Yeah, Wario's got his own set of games.
Yeah. Like, it's time.
Oh my god, I want this game.
It
looks
so
neat.
So good. Every new thing I see about it, I'm just like, man, that's cool as hell.
I'm like, man, what a good idea.
It's just so fun. Like, it looks fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Wonder looked fun.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with getting a game that's just fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Here we go. Woo! Cowgirl Peach.
Look at this dude with the mustache. Perfect.
Going to Cowboy Beach.
This is just a neat game.
It really is. I'm very excited about it. Okay, next game. It's not a new game, but there is a new huge update for it. It is Stardew Valley. Patch 1.6 has launched after a huge wait.
Huge.
This guy continues to impress me. Concerned Ape, who has been working on Stardew Valley since probably the day he was born, like, just keeps churning and burning on it. Like, it is a constant thing for him. It's a passion project. It's his life. It is incredible. Every new thing I see about Stardew Valley, I just am more and more impressed by the dude who made it. So the most exciting feature of patch 1.6 for me personally is that you can have up to 8 players on one farm on PC.
Okay.
That's a lot of players. Like, I want to start a Yimtope farm. That is so many players. That is definitely going to be a big boon for the PC crowd, especially the multiplayer crowd, because 4 was the limit before. And I had a couple different 4-player games going, but I was like, man, I wish we could just have one save file and all play together. But now we can. So that's what's happening over there. They've added 3 new holidays, Desert Festival, which is the new major festival, and a couple of mini festivals, which are Trout Derby and Squid Fest. Very cool. They've also added a new farm type, the Meadowlands Farm. So it comes with a different kind of grass called bluegrass that your animals like a lot, and it might change them in some way. I'm not really sure. Like, the patch notes, while being very detailed, are also like, they left a lot of air of mystery and stuff. So this next part is the most mysterious of all. It says, added a mastery system accessed via a new area which grants powerful perks and items ... and I love that. So very much looking forward to seeing what all this is. Also, huge quality of life improvement. You can now have more than one pet, as long as you get max hearts on your first pet.
Okay.
And you can put hats on your cats and dogs.
Oh my god.
I'm so excited for the hats on the cats. It's going to be a brand new day. So, I mean, if you've been playing Stardew Valley, if you haven't been playing Stardew Valley for a very long time, and you're like, maybe I want to pick it up again, now's the time. Because there is a big old batch of fresh new content. And it is robust. So, go check it out. It's happening. The ongoing WoW is happening right now.
Okay.
Okay, so we got some what people might call bad news.
Okay.
I'm calling it good news. I'm going to spin it for you guys. Get ready. So Larian Studios did announce that they are not going to make Baldur's Gate 4. And actually, they also don't have plans to make anything in the way of DLC or expansions. They're done with the Baldur's Gate arena. They're like, we made our peace. We're stepping back. Hasbro made 90 million in profit off of it, and they're like, we've done what we wanted to do with it, and now the property is back in the Wizards of the Coast hands. So no more Baldur's Gate content from Larian Studios.
From them. Okay.
However, they said that they have been working or not been working on, they said that they definitely want to do Divinity Original Sin 3, but they have to get through Baldur's Gate first. So now that they're through Baldur's Gate, that's going to open up the door for Divinity Original Sin 3. So I'm really stoked about that. And they've also previously stated in a couple of interviews, kind of cagey about what they're doing, but they have said, we're making an RPG that is going to dwarf Baldur's Gate. So I'm trying to picture a world in which Baldur's Gate is dwarfed by something, because that sounds intense and large. Speaking of intense and large, you might be wondering what this box next to me is. If you'll recall, last week I talked about the Divinity Original Sin board game.
Yes, you sound like you're struggling.
And it arrived. This thing is roughly 20 pounds. It's huge.
Okay.
It's massive. It's about the size of Gloomhaven. If you guys are board gamers, you know what Gloomhaven is, and you know it's large. So this is the Divinity Original Sin board game. We got it today. I opened it up, cracked into the minis, gave Red Prince a little kiss on his forehead. He's perfect in every way. And also, the game itself is just designed beautifully. Like, the pieces are really, they have a nice feel to them. The minis are immaculate. The box and the packaging, like, this isn't a big deal for a lot of people, but look at the lid of this board game.
Okay.
It's like 2 inches tall.
Yeah.
It doesn't like envelop the whole box. It doesn't make a box fart when you put it back on. It's just like a nice.
Yeah. They were tired of that.
It's so pretty. It's perfect. It's the best designed board game. I'm a collector of board games. I have probably close to 100 board games. This is the best designed board game in my collection. And I'm talking, this is even better than Mansions of Madness. Like, just in terms of box design, which I'm I won't talk too much about board games. It's kind of a niche thing, but I'm just in love and I'm so excited to start playing it. I'm probably going to start playing it in the next couple of weeks, and I'll update people on our podcast, because that is where I'm going to do a really deep dive on whenever I get going on this thing.
Okay.
So, aside from that, speaking of large things that are going to dwarf Baldur's Gate, what do you know about Dragon's Dogma 2?
Very little, except that it is a sequel to a game that I played the demo for and I enjoyed.
Okay.
But I never played it, and it's supposed to be dope. That's all I know.
I don't know shit about this game. I've never heard of it. But it's apparently like a really huge, like, narrative driven action RPG. It's like a choose your own experience type thing. So it's kind of similar to Baldur's Gate, in which there's like a narrative and NPCs and different paths you can follow and different ways you can play. They use, like, I don't want to say AI, but like it's a generated experience. Like,
okay,
the adventure is always unique when you play it. So like your playthrough may not be exactly the same as somebody else's playthrough. It's not going to be precisely the same every time you play it.
Yeah.
So you're choosing your character, and when I say choosing your character, I guess the character creation in this is so darn robust that the demo for the game was just the character creation.
Yeah.
It's big. You get to customize the appearance of your Arisen, which is what they call the characters. You get to customize your job, your party, how you're going to approach the different situations. You are going through the world, and you're going to be joined by things called pawns, which are mysterious otherworldly beings. And it says that the pawns are so, like, enriching to the experience that you'll feel as if you're accompanied by other players while you're on your own adventure. So I'm like,
okay,
color me interested. I
maybe
know I've been looking for a game to fall into. So
yeah,
there's kitty people. Why wouldn't I want to fall into this?
Yeah,
look at him. He's a kitty man. He's cute. Little lion man.
I knew you'd like him.
It's a little smooch on the snoot.
Little intimidating. Look at that nose, man.
So cute. Yeah, I'm into this. I want to know more about this game. I might check it out. I don't know. I don't know where it's coming out. I'd failed to. Oh, no. It's okay. It's on PlayStation 5. It's going to be on PC and Xbox Series X and S. And that is out today, March 22nd. So if you're into big old RPGs, this looks kind of Skyrim-ish, just because, you know, there's cat people and pretty green mountains. So go check it out. That's all I got for you in the world of video games.
That's it. That is the week. Hopefully you guys found some movies and game news you can do something with today. Don't forget that we are brought to you by the good and lovely one and only StreamYard.
This is a StreamYard.
StreamYard, it says that up there. Look at our cute little ducks. This is Puddles. Yeah. He's the best.
They're just Puddles here to have so a nice. Good time. It's so hard to orient the ducks.
I love Puddles. I love StreamYard. It's so cool. Thank you guys for letting us try this out and show off its cool capabilities. And that is all we have for you. That is the week. We'll be back indeed. With more movies and game news next week. And we'll check you then. So, later.
Bye!